Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 a.m. on the nose. This beautiful Monday, November 10, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, featuring today his first and biggest company, Eastern Roofing Systems in Jessup, to honor the brave who made us and kept us free. People like George McCracken, Duryea, James Barber, German, and the incomparable Gerard Francis O'Malley of Scranton, who will be 100 years old tomorrow. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all in a world where, at least at the moment, we've lost the Democrat Party. Eight intrepid Democrats have crossed the aisle, however, and are claiming that they're going to help reopen the government. So at least that part of the madness should end. Somebody digs in, still waiting on the state budget. Any news? Yeah, well, the governor, Shapiro, complete phony, not a moderate. He's a lunatic. And he's had more appearances on TikTok, more TikTok videos than days without a budget in the state. That's what he does. That's how he handles it. Mm-hmm. The federal government may be getting at least temporarily its act together. And the caving of the Democrats, I had predicted this for the first weekend. But I guess, and I mean, like, Dick Durbin is no normal person. He's a wacko. And he voted to reopen the government. And will probably stick with it. Because there's at least one more substantive vote, and there might be more procedural votes yet. But it was really starting to affect air traffic in particular. And the SNAP benefits were another part of it. They got a partial payment out the door because they had a contingency fund. But that was over. Fascinating. Somebody said, it brings me joy to see all the leftists now turning against Schumer, demanding his ouster. I'd love it. I would love it. Phony as the day is long. By the way, continue to get texts. Bob, he said, your friend Gerard O'Malley, he sounds strong and vital. God bless him. Happy 100th birthday, and thank you for your service, Mr. O'Malley. Another happy birthday, another thank you for your service, another wow. Someone happy that we're honoring every branch of service because they've got family members who've served in every branch. Thank you, and LTS back at you. So he said, Democrat power brokers didn't care. The government was shut down until it affected their vacation plans. Isn't that funny? The Pie Man mentioned it. The Eagles, they did not have an opportunity to get to Green Bay on time. They had about an eight-hour flight delay. Fascinating. So he said, yes, Bob, just like I knew from the first weekend of October, the Dems would keep the government shut down until after Election Day. Yeah. Phony. Disgraceful. Well, let me tell you, when I think about the lunatics in the Democrat Party, I immediately think of something better, something good, something true, something honest. And it is New Jersey Hall of Fame coach, NFL coach, Penn State football star, Green Bay Packers superstar. And did I say NFL coach too? Yeah. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. And we're playing his song, Dancing with the that he danced to in Dancing with the Stars. I found that on YouTube, and I was beyond amused, I must say.
Oh, man, I tell you, sometimes when I'm sitting here waiting to do this show, I listen to some of the things you go over, and man, it gets chilling from time to time. Wow. Can't believe some of the things you hear.
Well, listen, man. Now, you're following in the footsteps of a 99-year-old veteran who will be 100 tomorrow on Veterans Day, Gerard O'Malley. So you've got big shoes to fill, man.
Tom, thank you for his service, brother. That was our best generation.
And by the way,
will never come around again.
He was a New Jersey educator for his career. New Jersey educator of the career of the year. You can understand that as a teacher and coach in that great state.
Do you know where, Bobby? Where was he?
Let's see. Essex County.
Oh, my God, Bobby, I grew up in Essex County. I'm from Irvington.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I'm wondering where. Oh, that's interesting. Whoa.
Yeah, he was an assistant professor. Oh, assistant superintendent of schools, Milburn, Short Hills.
Oh, God. My daughter-in-law teaches at Milburn. My sister-in-law teaches at Milburn. And my son was a teacher at Milburn.
Oh, my gosh. How about that?
What's his last name again?
O'Malley. Gerard O'Malley.
Wow, I got to ask people around.
Milburn's he was educator
one of the school districts in New Jersey.
Yeah, educator of the year out there. And yeah,
it's Milburn. It's a very proud school, very academic, very, really.
Now,
a great
remember,
place
he's 100, so it's years ago. But he was a consultant for the whole state. He basically went in while he was teaching at Ryder College. He retired from the local teaching. And superintendent. 1992 to 2012, he taught there and then was a guy who they'd bring into these troubled school districts to bail them out, our guy Gerard O'Malley.
Yeah, that's an awesome, what a credit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what a life of service.
Can't Army, be Air Corps, and education. Can't get better than that, man.
Can't get better than that.
All right, well, Chester, talk to us.
Anything
stand out in college?
Very interesting.
Go ahead.
I'll start with college. It was really quite interesting. It was a day of heartbreak. You know, Bobby, we've been riding the Penn State thing for a long time, and rightfully so. I mean, I wanted a change. I could see certain things written on the wall. I could see the season going in a direction, all that said and done. But you know something? Let's give kudos to the Penn State football team this week. They showed a lot of heart against a real good football team. Matter of fact, for the majority of that football game, they outplayed them. It looked like the old defense Penn State was supposed to have when you were talking about their preseason number two ranking. That was that they held them to literally 300 yards in offense, which you're talking about one of the most high-powered offenses in the world, I mean in the country. And literally, what a great performance. The kid Gruckenmeier, whatever his name is, The young freshman came in, did a hell of a job as a quarterback. He managed his football team. But the bottom line was, in the end, players make plays, and great players make great plays. And the kid Cooper made a catch in the end zone at the end of that game that if I got to lose, at least I lost to a highlight reel type of catch and toe tap in bounds. The kid Runkemeyer, in the end, he's still too young to take a game over and win it for you yet. But the nice thing about it was he showed poise. The moment wasn't too big for him. You might have your future quarterback there. So a lot of the pluses were really good. I mean, the attitude, the atmosphere in the stadium was fantastic, and the kids showed a lot of heart and almost knocked off the number two team in the nation. So I said that's a great tribute to Penn State. On the other side, you had Iowa, who's playing the number five or six rated team in the country last week, Oregon. They played the hell out of them. They did everything they needed to do to win that football game. Typical boring Iowa football. A little bit of offense, great defense, which isn't real great for spectators, but it, you know, Coach Ferentz has won many, many games playing it that way. But in the end, what happened? Moore throws a pass, a beautifully thrown fade into the corner. Kid makes a big time play, sets up the field goal, and they lose a football game. But two great efforts in college football with two almost big knockoffs at the top. The second thing I wanted to talk about with college football, Bobby, is we're getting to that point now where, you know, it's the playoff picture's taking a big pick. You know, it's becoming focused now. Now, it looks like to me 1 through 8 look pretty secure. We've had this discussion before that 9 through 12 to me is going to be your arguments. It's going to be, oh, you kidding me? I should be in. And I keep looking at it, and there's one team I just keep saying they're going to get screwed in the end. And I keep thinking Vanderbilt's going to get it. Now, they're out of the picture right now. They're at 13. But you got Notre Dame in there, Texas in there at 11, Notre Dame in there at 10 or 11. And my point is they're right on the cusp of getting it done. But here's my thing to look at for the remaining time here. You've got four spots, essentially, without any big losses happening prior to the final selection, and you've got 2 weeks to go. This thing could change 10 times before the actual final 12 get in there. But the things to look for, Georgia Tech, do they even have a legitimate chance with one loss? Well, they're going to have to win an ACC championship, and they're going to need to play Miami, and Miami's going to need to win the conference championship. That could be interesting. Notre Dame don't have anything to worry about because they could just go play Our Lady of the Oranges tomorrow if they want, and they're in. So you know how I get angry at the Notre Dame situation. Being an independent, they sit there, and again, no conference obligations where they have to risk obviously being in the playoffs. So they're looking pretty secure other than playing Pitt.
And well, the guy who comes on Mondays before you, John Perillo, who does Monday Musings, he's a Navy guy. He's a Naval Academy guy, and yeah, he took the loss hard.
Well, in the end, again, the Navy gives you – again, the academies are going to play their hearts out, Bobby. They always have. I remember my days at Penn State. We played Army. They never quit. They kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming. But the bottom line is you're athletically inferior. You just don't have those people. And what you saw quite apparent early in the game, Navy hung around, and then the physicality and the athleticism of Notre Dame took the game over, and then after that it's a track meet. So, you know, like I said, it'll be an interesting picture to watch. Who's going to need conference champions to get in the tournament? Who's going to have to win conference title games to get in? Will a three-loss team get in? That's my big picture. And if it does, it has to come from the SEC. It has to come. Again, that's the each week. When you play Kentucky, you play those lower-rung schools. Auburn, look at the great job Auburn did this week. They had 500 yards in offense against Vandy. Vandy had to pull it out in the end. Look at even the bottom-rung SEC teams. Nothing is a given. South Carolina, Auburn, they're excellent football teams. They just happen to play in the best conference in the country. So it makes it tough. So it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out.
All right, Chester, now, hang with us because we got to take this break. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL. And looking forward to that. Hold on. Yep. Chet Parlavecchio. It's the Monday wrap-up of football with him after this.
We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just a great song, a great story, a sad story, because this date, 1975, the ore ship Edmund Fitzgerald, crew of 29, lost in the storm on Lake Superior. And awesome. I said this when we played the song last week, that you just think of men and women who are facing imminent death. And how did they handle it? It's a fascinating subject for me. It just really is. Well, to the more mundane but more fun Monday morning wrap up with our man Chet Parlavecchio. All right, Chester, let's talk NFL, my friend.
Well, let's go around to the locals like we do every week. Again, you look at Pittsburgh, and that was probably their worst performance of the year. I thought they were completely outplayed. They lost time of possession, literally 2-1. They were 2-for-11 on third downs, and they gave up 5 sacks. Other than that, they might have forgot the water cooler, and that would have been the least thing they could have done. I mean, but it was a nightmare. It was probably Aaron Rodgers' worst performance. It's one of those you just got to forget. You move on, you turn the page, it happened. You're still very much in the fight, although Baltimore's coming hard on your trail. But you're still very much in the divisional race, and you're in the playoff race. So you got this one of those you just got to forget. Then we go down to this. If I told you, Bobby, I got the biggest kick out of this. If I told you your quarterback went 6-for-11 for 54 yards and an interception, what would you tell me? I would say to you, what high school does he play for? But when Justin Fields had those numbers, and the NY Jets, the J-E-T-S-S-S, still happened to pull one out, I said, that is the win of the day. They did it with a kick return, a punt return, which is an NFL record, first time done in a quarter. But I said, my God, was that a rough game to watch, Cleveland and the Jets? But hey, listen, good luck to Aaron Glenn's, their second win. Great. Now the crusher of the day. I got to tell you something. I know the Giants aren't very good, but, man, they have had three crushers that you want to jump off a building if you're a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about the one they blew in Dallas, the unbelievable debacle in Denver, and then yesterday with 4 minutes to go. And let's be honest, the Chicago Bears have a nice little team, but it's not exactly the Elway Denver Broncos. It's you know, they're a solid team. And again, I love the job Caleb Williams is doing. I think he's really improving under Peterson. He's doing a great job. But that's another tough loss. And then on top of it, it's like you get double spanked. You lose your quarterback to a concussion. But like I had said, that's the risk you take starting a young kid with a team that doesn't have the supporting cast around him. That's the risk you take
because let me ask you about that. And I know I told you this, and I said it a couple of times because the Giants head coach Dable played at University of Rochester, my alma mater, and all that. I'm rooting for him, but after three losses of that type, it's chicken and egg, I guess, but did the coaching bring you into that position to be able to win the game and the players couldn't deliver, or is it the reverse?
here's my absolute take on this, okay? Here's my absolute take on this. I feel, and this happens at time to time, being a coach, I could tell you these things sometimes happen. You're in a situation, you've lost three heartbreakers, okay? Really devastating games. Bad things have happened. Scatabu's leg got broke or ankle broke. Now your future quarterback gets a concussion. I believe sometimes, Bobby, a situation reaches a point where it doesn't matter whose fault it is anymore. Yesterday, literally, everybody was at fault. The punter shanking a punt, the offense putting the ball on the ground, the defense playing like jelly, the coaches play calling. It was a complete team effort. But you know where you're at right now? You're at a point where I think so much bad has happened that these players will always connect you to bad things.
Yeah.
And it just needs time for everybody to go their own way. You have a young quarterback here that, believe me, whether Brian Daboll stays or not, it's not going to affect Jackson Dart's progression as a quarterback. The people that will take it, believe me, will know how to develop a quarterback. My thing is at this point, so many bad things, and these aren't just these are heartbreakers, man. These are losses that just pull your gut out.
Yes.
And I really believe you reach a point where I can't imagine them going back to the field house next season and those same coaching faces being in that room.
Yeah.
Because I would always connect them with bad things, man. Mm-hmm. Bad things.
Hey,
and it's not a curse word. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to know when it's time for a change. And guess what? It doesn't matter whose fault it is anymore. It's time for a change.
All right.
And that
was the conclusion. Sad conclusion. Yep. I came to.
Let me real quick hit you with something real quick. We're at the halfway mark here, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me look at this right now. Some highlight moments to throw out there real quick for the week. All right. You got some of the worst defenses in my rankings to the halfway part. Washington just happened to pass Cincinnati. I don't know. I don't know which defense is thinner, but yesterday it looked like a pro team playing against a college team. Washington just got pushed literally all over the field. So I would say some of the worst defenses in football, we go with Washington, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Now, we go with some of the toughest losses or teams that have lost some tough ones. We got the Giants. We got Jacksonville yesterday, another doozy to Houston. Again, that game was over. I turned it off. I thought I had a winner. I come back, I got a loser. I lose my ticket. All right? And Carolina, again, tough loss over to New Orleans. But the last thing I'll say, shoving up this week, because it was a quick week, a shout-out to these four players. Tyler Shough of New Orleans, Davis Mills of Houston, Jacoby Brissett of Arizona, and Mac Jones of San Francisco. And why am I giving them a shout-out? These are three guys that early in the year didn't have a job, and they're going out there and they're playing some damn good football. Nice. Yesterday, Houston pulls off that tremendous comeback. Tyler Shough wins that one in New Orleans. Brissett's been a real professional since the moment he's taken over, and so has Mac Jones. So I think a little special shout-out to four perennial backup quarterbacks that have done a really nice job for their football teams.
All right. I'm going to trouble you for one more call with the couple seconds we have. The Packers, your Packers, against the Eagles. And when I say your Packers to Chet Parlavecchio, ladies and gentlemen, that's because he was a Packer.
I heard your boy switch on.
The pie man.
I got to tell you something. I liked his prediction. I could see the Eagles with a 3-point win there. I really can. I'm 24-21, whatever. But I could see the Eagles. I don't trust Love that much yet. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. Against Arizona, they looked all out of sync. They looked better a week ago. I like your boys' pick, Philly 3, but my heart is going to Green Bay. I just don't think they're going to lose on a Monday night in Green Bay.
At Lambeau.
I just think, at
Lambeau. Chet, how did it feel? We're way over, but it had to feel great to go on the field at Lambeau Field as a Packer.
When I was a rookie, Bobby, the first thing I did, I was a rookie. I remember the first time we walked on the field at Lambeau, I went down to the far goal line and I stood there on the goal line and I said, oh my God, this is where it happened. Bart Starr snuck in from the one against the Dallas Cowboys in the Frozen Bowl. And I said, oh, my God, this is the spot it happened.
Amazing.
Yeah, Green, I'll leave you with this. If you as a fan, Bobby, or anybody out there that is a true NFL fan, and you want to treat yourself to nostalgia and to old times and what football really was and is, you got to make a trip to Lambeau out in Green Bay. It's really what the NFL was and is and should always be.
It's
nostalgia.
All right, my man. Thank you, Chester. Right, appreciate it. Chet Parlavecchio, he's got his Monday wrap-up, and we got much more out of him today. Thank you, Chet.
Take care, Bobby.
All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to come back with our veterans tribute, the weather, and then our calls, 570-883-0098.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Featuring today, Eastern Roofing Systems, headquartered in Jessup. They're the largest and the premier roofing systems company in the eastern United States. And guess what? They bring all that expertise, because they're headquartered here, right to your house or small building. Get their buying power, their talent, and their focus. Eastern Roofing Systems. James Barber. He was 74. He was from German. We lost him October 24th. Born in Carbondale. He lived almost his entire life in the homestead founded by his grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Ditmore. He graduated from Lakeland High School in 1968. After graduation, he enlisted in the United States Army and was a Vietnam-era veteran. He was a career corrections officer at Farview State Hospital, retiring with distinguished honor. Known throughout the community for his walks with dogs, his hellos turned quickly into conversations. The outpouring of sympathy was community-wide, especially from James Barber's alley cats, Brian Red Jones, David Hedgehog, John Glick Gallick, Glenn Slink Black, Bruce the Juice Smolico, my buddy, Tom Teepee Perry, and the biggest cat of all, John DeMarc, his buddies. James Barber survived by his sister and a brother and many other family members. 74-year-old James Barber, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today, lots of clouds, breezy with snowflakes, temperatures dropping, and then the highs will only reach the 30s, 37 degrees as I speak. Tonight, most cloudy, snow flurries, low 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, lake effect, snow showers and flurries. Winds 30 to 40 miles per hour. High 38. Tomorrow night, cloudy, some snow flurries, low 25. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 46. And then we start to moderate Thursday, mostly cloudy, 48. Whew. Hey, come on, it's November. It's supposed to be ugly out there. Eric in Exeter says, LTS, Bob, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case regarding ballots arriving late. Pretty significant development. I agree, it could be. Anchors away. The United States Navy Band. We're back on the Bob Cadaro Show. And let's go to Kim Atkinson. There's a neat Veterans Day event tomorrow. And she's appreciate you calling in to talk about it, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Mayor Jamie says it, and I do it. That's it.
Jamie knows I mean business, yes.
That's right. Tell me what you have happening in Oliphant.
Well, we have a very special Veterans Day event tomorrow. We have a veteran from Oliphant who is going to be 100 years old this month, and his wife is also going to be 100 years old.
Wow.
Along with him. And they were born hours apart. He was born on the 29th and her the 30th.
Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. That is great.
So,
we had Gerard O'Malley, a 100-year-old veteran, on today. And tomorrow is his 100th birthday, Veterans Day all days. Right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep.
But anyway, we are going to have at the Oliphant American Legion, post 327. We usually have it outside and go to the Freedom Fighter Park as well, but because of the weather tomorrow and them being 100, I don't want to expose them to that. We are going inside the Legion at 11 a.m. for a program, followed by a luncheon. Frank, I have to tell you a little bit about him. His name is Francis, but I call him Frank. He is very with the program, can tell you everything that's going on. So is his wife, and they are so happy to do this. Frank came out of high school and enlisted. He was 17 years old. They put him directly on a ship right from the recruiter's office and sent him to Europe. When he never had a military haircut. He never had any training. They gave him a uniform to put on to get off of the ship and handed him a rifle and said, go. And that's what he did.
Wow.
So he served in the Middle Eastern Theater, Africa, Rhineland, all through Europe. He tells me once he got shot in the boot and it ricocheted. He was hoping it did some damage, but he kept going.
Give me the names of this husband and wife.
Okay, this is Francis Hodorowski, and his wife is Florence Hodorowski.
Nice.
But a little bit, just a tidbit to make this more interesting, whoever comes tomorrow will hear a story like they've never heard before, because they've been married for 25 years. They only met when they were 74 years old and were married at 75.
Huh.
Okay. Before that, Florence was a young girl, and she met Edward by Lotus. Ed went to serve, of course, in World War II. She followed him, married him. They had five children. Every base that they went to, she had a child. But now, the most important part of this story is Edward by Lotus was a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Wow.
He was in the ball turret of a B-17 during the fighting and survived. Mm. Many did not. This is a love story like you've never heard, because she took care of him for 47 years with the most severe PTSD. And he didn't pass away till 1990. Fast forward, she meets Frank Hodorowski in 1990s, because then they were married for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Well, 2001, actually, they were married. And, of course, Frank being a veteran, this woman has cared for veterans her whole life and many more people in between.
Amazing.
So they both deserve to have their tale told.
Kim, we got a couple seconds left. I have a hard break, but tomorrow at 11, the Oliphant American Legion and these 200-year-old beautiful people will be with us. That's great. Great stuff. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. Amen. Love that song. Fires me up every time. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith. We're off tomorrow. We're finishing with Lee Greenwood, finishing the program today. We're paying tribute to the veterans on Wednesday also. And I want to take the fact that we're not here tomorrow and say, guess what? We'll celebrate this twice. Somebody texts in, Bob, I would just like to thank you now for how you recognize the veterans. I know you'll be thinking of them all day tomorrow, but I am sure all the other veterans appreciate it. ALTS, U.S. Air Force, 88 to 92. Thank you. And that brought me to this gorgeous stone plaque outside the Bloomsburg American Legion. It says, what is a veteran? And I add a couple of words in here. But it says, a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And there are way too many people in this country today who no longer understand that fact. Well, it's our job to make them understand. Veterans Day tomorrow. Just take a few minutes and think about what they've done and why this country not only wouldn't exist or exist as we know it, it wouldn't exist without them, without their efforts, without their sacrifice, without their service. So, God willing, I'll be with you Wednesday, 9 a.m. We'll do this all again, play our great veteran songs and all of that. But let's remember them tomorrow and every day. 100th birthday for our friend Gerard O'Malley and that great event up at the American Legion in Oliphant, celebrating Frank and Florence, who will both be 100 this month. His service, her love. Guys, have a great afternoon. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. For now, though, I have to. I got to go. So we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense for Monday, November 10th, 2025, Veterans Day Eve. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.